Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Daily's dirty.
I think it's silly as hell.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, we had, hey, you said, oh, you see that fella in here, that young fella in here earlier? He's gone now. But he has some of pythons on. You see them?
I did see him.
Yeah,
I
saw him. He had that belt to match now. He came in here just rocking them joints. I should at least shook a hand, got a name.
He dropped his Marlboros almost on the way.
Yeah.
Out.
I saw that too. you know old boy wearing old python boots and belt, and younger dude gets up and he drops that old pack of Marlboros out of his back pocket, boy. He's out there sneaking one, ain't he?
I wonder when he took his first drag.
Hell, he didn't look no more than about 25, 30 years old.
How old was he when he first lit one up?
Is that still a thing with youngsters today? Like smoking regular old cigarettes?
I don't think it's much.
I'll let it straight.
Tyler, that started to change in your generation, didn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I had like a disdain for cigarettes.
Well, I mean, I do too. I mean, the ceiling on
the generation before, that was rare.
Yeah, it was. I don't see many smoking darts, man.
I think they're just smoking like cloves.
We're in that gummy
blacks
world, man.
Now. Yeah. I mean, some dairy and blacks. Cloves. That's hilarious.
That is great. We're up at Buffalo Wild Wings over in Katy. Come on, hang out with us. Big shout out to Bud Light for making it happen. We've got a few more. Giveaways coming up. We've got a cornhole set, Bud Light cornhole set, somewhere around these parts. That there they are, right there. They're the real ones, not them old fold up ones. This is the real deal right here. Got a big carrier case for them as well. So we got a cornhole set, and then the big one, or the big two, if you will. We've got two pair of Texans 49ers tickets, courtesy of Bud Light as well. So. You got to be in the building to win those tickets. You got 2 hours, right? You don't really have 2 hours. You got about an hour to get up here, because in the 5 o'clock hour, them things are gonna go out the window quick, boy. We're gonna give them away, and the place will be loaded up. So come on up, see if you can't win them tickets. We got three straight home games here, Ron, with the Texans. Let's to speak a little bit of positive here. We got three straight home games, and they have never been more important than they are right now. Every single one of them. But when we got home games, we typically have tickets to give away.
That's right.
And so this probably shouldn't have surprised us or surprised anybody. But come on up again, Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy. Come on through and hang out. See if you can't win a couple of
Texas
tickets.
Texas cheerleaders and a Texas legend coming up.
That's
in
right.
The 5 o'clock hour.
Cheerleaders, Bud Light girls are here. Cheerleaders, legends, pictures. Got all kind of camera crews in the building. Come on through and hang out. Now, speaking of cameras, you know, there's one at every game. There's several at every game.
Nice transition.
But there's one that captures the all 22. And it's my favorite way to view games and analyze games because you can see it all. And this was not a good, as you could imagine, this was not a good film to watch. But there's a couple of things that really stuck out, particularly early in the game. And I'm talking about the Seattle game. That the Texans lost. But I want to add a couple of pieces of audio here because the interesting thing here is that being a Thursday, watching this film, I've already heard the coach, the coordinators, the players. They've already spoke a couple times. So I just want to kind of compare and contrast here. Here is D'Amico Ryans talking about exactly what they planned for. Right now, the leading receiver in the NFL, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Our game plan was to, as I stated earlier in the week, to make sure we're aggressive, make sure we're getting hands on and playing them tight and sticky. That was our game plan.
Ron, can I tell you what the film showed? The film showed the exact opposite. And this is a big concern for me, just kind of analyzing what's going on with the Texans right now overall. This is a big concern for me because I believe D'Amico Ryans. I believe D'Amico Ryans, and it makes football sense that guy you would want to get fit. You would want to disrupt him any way you can. Line of scrimmage, you'd want to push the boundaries down the field. You would want to give him extra attention.
And you got the personnel to do it.
And you've got the personnel to do it, absolutely. But I'm going to tell you, man, watching this defensive film, again, particularly early in the game when they jumped out to a 14-0 lead and had some success early, it looked like the plan was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
You know, so many times when we hear D'Amico Ryans talk about do what you're coached to do, we just assume because the offense was so bad that he's talking about the offense. I got to believe a large part of this has to do with how his defense responded against Jackson Smith and Jigba. It wasn't just Derek Stingley Jr., it was all parties involved. It looked like they were not even aware who number 11 was. He didn't get treated any way different than any other player on the field. He didn't get any level of contact. I mean, Jalen Petrie would stand at 4 yards and let him run right by him and damn near run into him and never flipper, never make him stop his feet.
Which is
nothing.
Not him. Which Jalen
right.
Petrie's a physical player.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
And we got even more confirmation, Clint, or maybe this is what they're supposed to be saying now, but we had Kalen Bullock, the safety, on with us earlier in the first segment, and he said, you know, when you asked him, how do you assess the defense's performance, and he said, the first thing he said was, well, we wanted to contain number 11, and we didn't do a good job of that. And I'm like, so clearly that was what they talked about all week.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, the film showed the exact opposite of what D'Amico Ryans said the plan is. And look, one of two things is happening. Either D'Amico's lying through his teeth or his team just completely disregarded what the defensive game plan was. Either way it goes, that is a problem. Another thing that happened was the Azeez Al-Shaair penalty early in the game that was on 3rd and 11. The defense would have gotten a stop on 3rd and 11, got off the field, and gave the offense the ball back. And obviously he hits the quarterback on the sideline, drives him into the ground, and gets a roughing, ultimately, penalty. And here is what D'Amico Ryans had to say about that hit.
Yeah, I think there were some instances, of course, you know, when they were towards their goal line where the whistle were, you know, forward progress isn't stopped. You don't hear whistle. I think that happened a few times in the game. So definitely agree there that plays weren't stopped when I think they should have been stopped.
I'm gonna tell you what, Ron. I don't mean to pile on D'Amico at a time when his team's 2-4, but when you watch that on film, which at that point when D'Amico said that, he had probably seen three or four times on film, he's lost his mind. That was filthy from jump. He's the only defender that we ever have to worry about lowering his helmet and leading with the crown of his helmet on a quarterback. He's the only guy out there that we even have to worry about doing it. And he did it this time. Not to mention he was out of bounds and carried him even further out of bounds and then carried him back 2 or 3 yards before he let all of his weight fall on top of the quarterback. Like D'Amico Ryans to not come out. I understand in the moment to not make a big deal about it, but to watch it on film, be asked about it, and not come out and just say, "Hey, man, we can't win with that kind of stuff. We've got to learn how to toe that line, not step completely over the line."
You mean like Dan Campbell did with his best player last week?
Yes, Brian Branch. Yes, absolutely.
One of his best players.
Yeah, we get to a point in these situations with how these guys respond to the media. These guys being Nick Caley, Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, you risk sounding and appearing silly with these things, and it's been a rough week on that front for D'Amico.
And we've, you know, talking through that, we've talked about this a little bit. And Clint, I think it's a bigger deal than what we're making out. Like that particular situation and how it was handled, because D'Amico's not an idiot, right? We think he's a very intelligent guy, and a very intelligent guy when it comes to football, especially. Right, this is like a Dusty Baker thing where he just is going to protect his players regardless. But the thing that Dusty Baker did was, Dusty Baker would be willing to make himself look like a fool for everybody.
I'm from a different generation.
He would do it with everybody because that's just the tactic he would take.
Yeah.
See, I think the guys in the locker room can start to see, hey man, Azeez Alshire, a guy who does this stupid stuff all the time. Hell, he had to miss 3-4 games last year because he did something stupid. And he keeps getting fined, getting suspended. He does this, but then after the game, you got no problem laying in on the kicker. After the game, you got no problem letting us know, hey, man, we're missing throws. We're doing this. You have no problem with calling out other spots. But Azeez Alshire, man, he can do it. And you will just go mental gymnastics where we know that ain't the case. I think people see that and are like, yo, what the hell is that?
It's even worse on film, Ron. I mean, it's like the inability to come around the corner and you're playing, everybody's playing fast, everybody's playing out of control. Defense, I can't relate to their mentality, but when you get around there and you're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yards from a quarterback, you know it's a quarterback. You know, especially with him getting fined and getting suspended, you just can't do it. So he's the only one that we've just got to constantly worry about doing this kind of stupid stuff that kills the team. And at the end of the day, you can't win with it. Let's flip over to the offensive side of the football real quick, Ron. I think there's a couple of things. Again, early in the game, particularly when the Texans seemed like they had a little bit of a chance there, moved the football, and then would bite themselves in the tail. It's obvious C.J. Stroud is really struggling with his progressions. I can see in this particular instance where it's fair for D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caley to say that there are things that are there. There are opportunities that are there. There are throws that are there, and we've just got to get better at making those throws, right? I can see with C.J. Stroud, it's a weird disconnect because, you know, with a quarterback, when you're not seeing it clear and everything's moving real fast, And it's because he's been getting hit so often and heated up so often. But, you know, you get through your progressions too quick or you don't get through them quick enough. You know what I mean? It's never just a quiet sound, boom, 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 get the ball out. Boom, it's there, get it out. It's not there, keep working through. The play where he throws it in the ground to Braxton Berrios, if he continues through his progression, which he should have very quickly and got to the backside, He had two different throws over there, but if he'd have thrown it to the running back swinging out to the left, I mean, it would have been a huge chunk play. But instead, you throw the incomplete, and the next play is the damn near safety. You know, so the C.J. Stroud is really struggling. Not that anybody needed me to watch the film to tell him that, but the reality of it is he's struggling to get through progressions, even when there's throws there.
And you think the reason for that is –
Well, I think it's all of it. I think he's got a new offense that he's still trying to install, and he's going to miss some of that. I think he's been getting the hell beat out of him for 2 years. I don't think D'Amico and company did any favors in training camp with how they handled training camp, of just more chaos and more tail whoopings on a daily basis, with letting Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter go while they were cross-training offensive linemen, just letting that defense just absolutely create chaos around him the whole time. And I think it's a result of all of that. I think they've handled C.J. Stroud very poorly from that perspective, and I think we're seeing it. A lot of the happy feet stuff that we saw, that's very obvious.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that could have been helped in training camp, and it wasn't. I think they took some bad advice from somewhere on how they approached it.
Yeah, I was going to say it clearly, because all those things you were saying, we watched him do repeatedly without fail his rookie year.
Yeah.
All of those things, getting over, going through, not seeming rushed, and it wasn't like he was having, you know, the greatest you know protection known to man even then.
Mm-hmm.
But he seemed a lot more calm, sure in the pocket, and that's going out the window.
There's a you know, a confidence that you play with, and boom, 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 it's not there. Let me push up in the pocket and let me go get 10 yards, or even if you take a sack, let me get take a sack for 2 yard loss instead of a, and now you see that stumbling backwards and floating backwards, and it's just he's in a really, really bad spot. But I think, just generally speaking, from a quarterback perspective, he is really struggling getting through progressions and getting the ball out when he does see somebody open, or not getting to them. It's just a real struggle for him. He's not seeing, things are moving so fast for him. I think I said it yesterday, Ron. You watch a quarterback play. If you watch a quarterback's feet, that's going to tell you what his mind is doing. And right now, his feet are all over the place and jumping, and that's what's going on in his head. And yep. There's nothing cool, calm, collected about it. The other thing that I think, again, this is early in the game. The other thing is, you know, I think the biggest concern with this offensive line is definitely communication. You know, there's some guys that are getting their tail whooped up front, no doubt about it. I mean, it happens from time to time, but that happens all the way across the league. The part that is the biggest problem is the inability to identify the mic, or identify whoever they're setting their protections off of, and then protecting it inside out. Like, if I see one more A-gap blitzer, one more free runner in either A-gap right in CJ's face immediately, I mean, if I didn't have to come to work and do this right here, I'd turn TV off. I mean, it's that bad. It's that inexcusable and that bad. We hear from Nick Caley, and Nick Caley's talking about all these different, being multiple and various protections and all that. Hey, man, I just want you to figure out one. I want you to figure out how to stop A-gap pressure. And whatever that is, call that protection every snap.
Yeah.
So we know we got it short.
Let's get to the basics that they talk about.
Just stop the A-gap pressure, man.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, if I'm – this is what drives me nuts, Ron, absolutely nuts. If I'm C.J. Stroud, I'm calling a meeting with D'Amico and Nick Caley, together or separate, I don't care. First thing Tuesday morning of, guys, look, I know it's hard. Nick, I know it's the first time you've ever done it. But, guys, we have got to do whatever it takes to stop the A-gap pressure. I can't handle any more free. I can't handle linebackers running free in the A-gap. I can't do it.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out. We got to have an answer for it. And it's not a new thing. Hell, I was dealing with that. I mean, we'd squeeze the hell out of everything when I was playing. Just squeeze it, shut them A-gaps down, and let me get it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, coming up as we continue live here, Buffalo Wild Wings here in Katy, Park Row location. I feel really good about the Rockets this year. They've got a real chance. They're a real contender. But something last night did make me see maybe last year's Rockets are in our face. That was a performance last night that has to catch the eye of Rockets fans. We'll discuss that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Park Row in Katy. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, clap it up as we are live, having a good time. There we go. Yeah, the party's in the building now. We see Shannon and Steven. I'm about to say, we and Katy, I know they're going to make a way out here. I see Scott over there as well. It's a good time being had out here, as always. Make your way, as we'll be here till 6 o'clock, and you got a chance to win plenty of prizes. And the 5 o'clock hour is a big hour here. Not only will you get a chance to see and hang out with some Texans cheerleaders, not only will there be a Texans legend that will be in here, a former player that will be in the building, but you also have not one but two different opportunities to win a pair of Texans tickets to the 49ers. Now, I know there's some cute people on the text line talking about, oh, no, I'm not coming out there because I'm not going to accept them tickets. You lying. You're gonna get on out here, and you're going to put your name in this thing, and you're going to be happy as hell that you got you some free tickets, some free good tickets to the game, to the most important game of the season, because, Clint, every last one of these, the rest of the way out until they are clearly dead, are the most important games of the season.
Yeah.
So
these next three at home are monsters, right? I mean, just you got a division game wrapped up in there as well. Yeah, this is this is a big run of football right here for the Texans.
Good teams, and it starts with the 49ers, and there are two opportunities in the 5 o'clock hour to win a pair of tickets. As I said, we're out here at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we are also joined by some representatives from Folds of Honor, who are partnering with Buffalo Wild Wings and Anheuser-Busch to help accomplish their mission of honoring the sacrifices of those who serve by educating their legacy. Starting next week, if you're buying Budweiser or Bud Light, a portion of the proceeds will go directly to Folds of Honor to help provide scholarships for children and spouses of service members and first responders who have been killed or disabled in the line of duty. All right, I see some people on the text line say, Ron, the Rockets didn't play last night. Now, I know they didn't play last night, but There was a team that did play last night that I think the Rockets going to have to pay attention to, and they may be next. They may be this year's Rockets from last year. And, Clint, that is the San Antonio Spurs. And, obviously, we will play them a lot this year. And Victor Wembanyama last night was insane. Hey, look, KD, man, he's efficient, 9 for 16. Victor last night was 15 for 21 with 40 with 40 points in the game. It just went off, obviously, with his defense. He only had 3 blocks, but he probably affected 15 shots in the lane. You just can't do nothing. He may be the best defensive player in the world right now already. And as good as Alperen Şengün looked the other night, and he did, I think he is somebody that is making a move to get better. I think Victor Wembanyama not only has the highest ceiling in the league right now from just how good he can be with his frame and everything that he has ability to do. Hell, he might have the highest ceiling of a player we've ever seen step on the floor with everything that he does and how he affects the game. I don't know how good the Spurs are. They beat the hell out of the Mavericks last night. I mean, he just made Anthony Davis, who's one of the best defensive players in the game, he just made him look like he wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Right? And they just beat the brakes. Sorry, Tyler, they did not get to that number you needed. I think he was on that too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was on it too. Didn't get to.
They didn't get to that number, but he did that with ease. They looked good. Castle, who was the rookie of the year last year, he looked good again. They didn't even have De'Aaron Fox yet, who hasn't arrived here. They had the number 2 overall pick, Dylan Harper. He had a much better game than the number 1 overall pick, Cooper Flagg, yesterday. Like that is a team, Clint, with Victor Wembanyama that the Rockets are going to have to deal with, I would say, more in the future, maybe not quite this year, but who knows if this dude's going to play like this. Yeah, they may be the surprise team of the West, like the Rockets were last year.
Look, I know folks out here, a lot of folks listening, a lot of folks around the city probably disagree with me wholeheartedly. In fact, I know they do.
Oh, you love this, don't you?
I absolutely love it. I love that the Mavericks got Cooper Flagg, and when we play those cats up 45, they got a good squad, at least a fun team to watch, and it's not nearly as bad as everybody thought Nico Harrison was gonna bomb out. And then you flip over there and you look at what's going on, as you're mentioning, in San Antonio. That is going to be a hell of a matchup, in-state matchup. Yeah, I'm here for all of that, man. I mean, it's fun to just beat the hell out of some sorry franchises in whatever sport. That's fun, whatever. But the best memories, the best games, the most fun I have in watching these games is when it's two good teams. They matter. Everybody's tuned in. It's not just the state of Texas tuned in. And I think you're going to get that really with all 3 teams right now. I think you got that. And so, but yeah, look, Wemby. I mean, that was nasty last night. You kind of mentioned, you kind of answered this, but I'll ask it in a different way. You watch a lot of NBA. Do you think his performance was better, given who he is, than Şengün's was, given who he was?
Well, it was a lot easier. Like, it looked, when I say easier, it looked like,
sure,
man, that's something that he can replicate night in and night out. It's just, Şengün was really, really good. And I do think if Şengün is, if he's the lead option and Durant doesn't have to come out and be the best player every night, that's a big thing for the Rockets because, you know, Kevin can kind of do what he needs to do. But he was doing that in a big mismatch with Caruso. And, I don't know how much I believe right now that Shingun's going to be a guy who's going to go 5 for 8 from 3 consistently. But what I looked out there, what Victor did, I mean, he can do that to anybody.
Damn sure looks like he could.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, I mean, Anthony Davis is one of the best defensive big men in the game. He had nothing. Lively is a good defensive big man, and they had nothing. And it wasn't like, oh, man, he's back. No, he was giving it to them like they weren't there. And defensively, I mean, even if he's not scoring, he can impact the game defensively in his sleep all the time. So, I mean, his ceiling is clearly higher than a guy like Şengün. But I don't know if the entire team is ready to be on the Rockets level right now. But, again, this time last year, I didn't think the Rockets were going to be the two seed in the West. And many people remind me on the text line all the time that I did not see that. And we'll see with them, because if this guy is going to take it and be the best player in the sport, which he looked like last night, that's a whole different ball game with that crew. All right, coming up as we continue, the potential danger zone the Texans are in. Clint just said these next three home games are hugely important. And I think the other thing that makes you concerned is, yes, they're in a tough spot. They're in a tough spot, Clint, as we talk. They are close to letting go of that rope. That could happen. But one of the concerns is the confidence mentally that this team is going to have guys that could pull them out of that. We'll discuss that coming up.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Park Row in Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, clap it up. Congratulations. Congratulations to our latest winner, Robert, right there. He's got, boy, that's a heavy one you got to take home. He took home that cornhole set from Bud Light, our good friends at Bud Light. And you can still be a winner. We still have two more giveaways. That's coming in the 5 o'clock hour, and those are tickets. Tickets to the Texans and Niners game coming up on Sunday. Two opportunities in the 5 o'clock hour to win a pair of tickets to the Texans and the San Francisco 49ers at NRG coming up on Sunday. And we're about less than 20 minutes away from the Texans cheerleaders coming in, and a Texans legend. And I've got word it's JJ. No, that's, sorry.
Not J.J. Watt. Sorry. It is not J.J. Watt. I don't think it's going to be J.J. Watt. But, Tyler, J.J. Watt did go on Pat McAfee, and he gave his thoughts about just overall what this Texans team is looking like.
I think with this team, there's almost – it just seems like on the offensive side, it might be more like not 100% sure of exactly who they are, what they're trying to be, or what they're able to accomplish. CJ was just under fire this past game. I mean, every single time there's guys coming right up the middle, he's running out, he's running all around. Obviously, he had the one where he ran back in the safety, no safety situation. But the offense just hasn't found their legs. And whether that's Joe Mixon not being out there and not being able to establish what they want, whether it's Nick Caley not quite running things the way that everybody envisioned, because like we've talked about before, this offseason, everybody was crazy excited about this offense. They were really excited about the install and about what they would be able to do, and it just hasn't happened. Whether it's Laremy Tunsil being traded away, there's just all sorts of questions and not a lot of answers. And I know it's very frustrating because people down here in Houston especially remember that rookie year for CJ and had big, big visions of what that was going to become. And switching offensive coordinators was supposed to be the thing that springboarded this team into the next stratosphere of legit Super Bowl contender with that defense they have, and it just has not happened.
All right, Clint, that was Texans legend J.J. Watt. Again, I do not believe that is going to be the Texan legend that is here, or Tyler would have been down here a while ago, if that would be the case.
Stuck in a cave, man.
Tyler would have had Chris Santiago in the building. Somebody would have
come
been
on
in there.
Come on, JJ.
If JJ would have been here. But Clint, I'm listening to JJ there, and I'm listening to you talk about how important this stretch is, and it starts with this game coming up on Sunday. And unfortunately, Clint, maybe there's nobody better in the city that can understand a team that is teetering on the verge of going one way, the verge of, all right, hey, this big win here can get us and keep us and give us new life, or here comes 5-11. I know you went through that with the Cowboys a couple of times, Clint, and right now, man, my major concern is, and you kind of alluded to it earlier, when you look up and down this team, especially offensively, but I think even overall, Clint, there doesn't seem to be guys or a guy that you can look at when stuff is bad and just feel like, all right, these guys are going to pull us out of this. These guys are going to be guys we're looking at and say, all right, let's go. Let's pull this together and not keep the ship going down, but willing to try to move and change the ship. Like we, in other sports, we see Carlos Correa is that type of guy, right? Like we've seen
that's
this in other sports. I just don't know that the Texans have guys that you look at and say, "All right, man, we're gonna pull out of this." And that is concerning to me. It feels like to me in this game on Sunday, if something bad happens early, it feels like it may just continue to go downhill for the Texans.
Yeah, and that's early in this game. I mean, look, it's already something bad's already happened early in the season. I genuinely and sincerely like some of these dudes and like their what I know of them. I love watching them play. The ceiling's high on a few of these guys, but the reality of it is, from Nick Caley all the way down, right? There's not an alpha in the bunch. There's not a throw the iPad, stand up, get in the face of the defense. I mean, the offensive line, as they're sitting on the bench, and say, "Damn it, fellas, we got to get this together, man. Figure it out, man. Get it right. Get it figured out." Like, there's not any of that whatsoever on the offensive side of the football with this team.
It looks like they just almost get into a space of acceptance.
Well, look, there's a deeper conversation to be had. I think offensively, when everything you do revolves around finding good guys that just do their job and shut up and do their job, really is what the thought is. I think you can have too much of that. I think you, because what happens is you go out and I've said this a million times, Ron. At some point, maybe I'll get a little credit for it. The void of leadership on this team between C.J. Stroud, on the offense, between C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, now you can add Nick Chubb to the soft-spoken guys that want to be everybody's buddy, that you know, for whatever reason have a problem showing real emotion when it comes to not accepting losing. Like I've said it a million times, I have no idea how CJ Stroud is not beside himself every game.
Nope.
I would blow up, throw the pad, cause a scene, and then go to the post game presser and say, "Well, you know, we've been studying Tom Brady film for several years now. I figured it was okay." You know, that's the scary part is that how do you pull out of this thing? You've already got D'Amico Ryans overseeing it, like so that card is out of the deck.
But you're right, because that's like
probably a bad day to use that.
Nah, it's as long as you're not running a ring.
Yeah, my goal.
But I think about it. I think of Kamari Lassiter and Will Anderson. They feel like those dudes, Petrie too. They feel Aziz. Like those dudes that all right, hey man, we're gonna pull out of this. All right, here we go again. Like they have on that side of the ball, they got a bunch of here we go again guys,
mm-hmm.
and not enough. All right, no, it stops here.
Well, you let. They got a bunch of guys that are going to let D'Amico Ryans continue to hire a new face at the top and continue to come in there and say, guys, we just got to execute. Guys, we just need more reps. Guys, we just got to go back to practice. And they're just going to sit there and take it. And that is the – and look, there's not really, to be honest with you, there's nothing they could do. Nick and D'Amico cut them in a heartbeat. There's really nothing that they – I'm not saying that you go in there and dog cuss the head coach, but what I'm saying is you show some level of frustration with what's going on.
Yeah.
But you got a bunch of robots. You got a bunch of guys that are afraid to show any kind of emotion, step out of line, do anything other than their job. The only guy that I think you got that is really hurting this team more than we expected is Joe Mixon.
And, well, he was that – he's probably the lone guy – that you had over on that side of the ball that was that.
Yep, would get in that ass in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he wouldn't just accept what was going on.
Look at how frustrating last week's game was. You just heard Nick Caley in his press conference earlier today. You just heard him talking about how he probably abandoned the run a little bit too quick, right? I mean, you don't think Joe Mixon would have been over there letting him know that in the moment?
The two things that
I think are the biggest concerns relative to these guys rebounding and righting the ship and saving this season to any degree is your head coach is already involved, so putting additional pressure on him from that perspective is gone,
yep.
And the leadership within, from a player perspective, is really, really weak, if not an overall void in itself.
Yeah, text line coming through. How many games before it gets bad enough before someone gets fired? Clint assumes that everybody has a boisterous personality. Andre Johnson didn't even have that type of personality. I don't mean to speak for you. It doesn't necessarily mean to have a boisterous personality. I don't think Andre Johnson would accept that. We've seen Andre get fed up, right?
We watched Andre Johnson beat the hell out of a defensive back on the field.
We've listened to
what
him
are
you get
talking about.
We listened to him get fed up since he's retired. Right? Remember
he's voiced his opinion about the organization.
Man, he's quiet. He never I remember when we first got but a couple of years ago. During all of the televangelist period of the team at Jack Easterby, it was – I remember him never tweeting anything and then coming out of nowhere to just lay down about two or three tweets about his issues. No, you may not – he may not throw a help. You would know it. You'll know it.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I've never been in a locker room with Andre Johnson, but being around Andre a few times in public, being – you know, the stories, I guarantee you he wasn't a – shut up and do your job guy when things weren't right, when things just didn't add up, when things didn't make sense, when the coach could literally go to a press conference week in, week out and say, yeah, these guys just ain't doing their job. I guarantee you Andre Johnson was giving it to folks.
Yeah.
In his way, right? And his way, I'm not saying he, I'm not saying, but like, who on this offense? I asked this texter. I'm not asking you, but you, I mean, we can have the conversation if you'd like, but like I asked the who on this offense do you think has just an Andre Johnson type approach to football, outlook on football? Just that. If you want to call it what you want, I believe that that is a kind of quiet, hardworking dude that he doesn't speak much, but when he does,
maybe Nico.
When he does, it ain't no chance. Ain't no chance. Ain't no zero chance. Zero chance. I'm going to tell you who Andre Johnson was. Larry Allen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you who Andre Johnson was. Darren Woodson. Like, didn't need to call the team up every day. Didn't need to speak to the media every day. But when something needed to be said, somebody needed to a throat needed to be stepped on, a team needed to wake their ass up, those were the guys that spoke up. And when they spoke up, guys listened. To the overall point, I'm open to listen. We cover this team as closely as anybody could possibly cover. The only way you can be close is if you're in that building. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can't pick one player. I can't pick one player right now that I believe would put his foot down and move the needle.
And honestly, Clinton Tyler, I hope I am wrong with this, but I at this point, I would have more belief that they are more inclined to just completely let go of the rope before – like, hey, man, we're going to pull ourselves out of this.
Right.
Like, just, and again, I hope I'm wrong on that, but that it, well, it feels like the, they're I'm more inclined to think that.
That's a good point. Here's what it's dependent on, right, is you go out there and do what Seattle did last week. You jump up 14-0 on somebody.
Yeah.
And you make some plays early, and you let our defense pin their ears back on a team that's got Mac Jones quarterback and that need.
Now I think Brock Purdy might play.
Is he coming back?
I think he may play.
Well, that now we can pin our ears back, and it's going to take that kind of performance to hopefully pull you out. You know what I mean? It's going to take some level of lightning in a bottle. We just put something together, and now let's take off from it. It's going to take that. Yeah. And if not, you know, it's going to be tough sledding.
All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire as we continue. Some good news for the Astros as it's award season. We'll give you the latest on that. We'll let you know the injury report for the Texans and the 49ers and where they are there. And we got a little Thursday night football action tonight, a good one. The Vikings and the Chargers. We'll get to more of that and the top story in sports. Gambling, the mob, all of that as we continue right here live on the Drive.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.